Her mother had decided not to ask Marianne. Eleanor could not change that. One morning, about a week after Willoughby had left, Marianne went for a walk with Eleanor and Margaret. It was the first time she had walked with them since Willoughby had left so suddenly. They walked in silence along the road for some time. When they reached the road at the top of the hill, they turned round to look at the view. At this moment, they saw a gentleman riding a horse, and he was coming towards them.
"It is Willoughby! I know it is!"
Marianne said excitedly. She ran back to meet him. "Marianne, I think you are wrong. This person is not tall enough to be Willoughby," Eleanor said.
"It is, it is," Marianne replied. "It is his coat, his horse. I knew he would come."
Eleanor began to walk quickly after her. She was almost certain it was not Willoughby. As they got closer to the gentleman, Marianne also realized it was not the man she loved. She turned round and walked back up the hill.
"Marianne, wait!"
said Eleanor and Margaret together. Then another voice called her name. It was a voice she recognized immediately. Marianne turned round. It was Edward. Although it was not Willoughby and she was disappointed, she was very happy Edward had come. Edward got off his horse, gave it to his servant, and walked back with them to Barton. The Dashwoods were all pleased to see him, especially Marianne. In fact, she seemed more pleased than Eleanor. Marianne thought Edward and Eleanor were cold with each other. She could not understand it. Edward did not look very happy to see them, and he was formal with Eleanor. Marianne began to feel quite angry with him.
"Have you come here from London?" Marianne asked.
"No, I have been in Devon for 2 weeks," he answered.
2 weeks?
Marianne could not believe it. How could he stay in the same county for 2 weeks but not come to see Eleanor?